The ballot campaign to add LGBT and women's rights to the state constitution is kaput.
At least for this year.
Did you stand by me? No, not at all.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
No way.
The Fair Michigan campaign succumbed to the reality this past week that it was not going to get the establishment support and financial backing it needed.
To put the question of adding gender equality and LGBT rights to the state constitution's equal protection clause.
Unfortunately, I'm disappointed to have to announce that we are suspending our 2016 campaign.
Dana Nessel there on the Michigan Public Television show, Off the Record.
Nessel is one of the organizers of Fair Michigan and was also the lead attorney behind the legal challenge to Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage.
And that is sort of where the problems, this infighting began. Mm-hmm. The LGBT establishment never got behind that legal challenge.
And by the establishment, we're mostly talking here about the ACLU of Michigan and the group Equality Michigan.
And so on a separate question, Dana Nessel was among those who saw the efforts to get the Republican-led legislature in Lansing to add LGBT protections to the state's civil rights law as equally faint-hearted and risk-averse.
Yep, and so Nessel decided to go all constitutional.
Constitutional.
Why amend a statute when you can amend the state constitution?
Which would require going to voters via the ballot.
But when Michigan's business community,
necessary to finance the effort,
didn't get on board,
the effort succumbed to financial realities and a national strategy by LGBT rights groups that didn't and really still doesn't include Michigan.
There are big disagreements on the prospects for success of a ballot campaign here.
A debate that quickly went from heated to toxic.
Right. And thoughts about if it failed, what would that mean for efforts to adopt LGBT rights laws in other states?
National groups like Freedom for All Americans were really calling the shots here.
They did not think Michigan is ripe for ballot success.
Actually, the national strategists don't really like ballot questions in general.
Right.
Too risky, too expensive. The national strategy is to go to states one by one where they think their chances are better and to focus on legislatures.
Indiana, Pennsylvania, Arizona are the likely next targets.
Yes. The concern is that a ballot failure in a state like Michigan would set back the effort to change civil rights laws, not just in Michigan, but in other states as well, and to slow down the path to a federal LGBT rights law.
So we will see if Fair Michigan decides to take another go at the ballot come 2018.
And a lot of Democrats might like that option in hopes of driving up progressive turnout in the typically lower turnout gubernatorial cycle.
Well, others say it probably won't make much of a difference and that maybe it makes more sense to wait till the next presidential cycle in 2020 when turnout will be higher.
But as a practical matter, right now, there is no real Michigan strategy to get something through the legislature other than to wait for other state legislatures to go first and hope for a change in the zeitgeist.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.